Paragraph Tessain. V'alkein apetropos sheminuhu. Sheminohu. Avisainen lo yishova. Minohu bezn yishova. Now we come to another law that the Gemara tells us, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that if the father, before he passed away, appointed a custodian over his estate, he knew that his kids are small, they're not old enough to run things, he appointed an apotropos. That apotropos is not required to swear regarding transactions that he did, you know, that he's doing everything exactly the way he should. Whereas if Bezn appoints an apotropos, he is mechuyev a shvua. Ki ho eitzo hu bechina sam tokas adinim kanal. Because as we just learned, eitzo is the true sweetening of dinim. When a person is lacking in eitzo, he's in a state of midas sadin. He's in under fire. He doesn't know what to do. He's in a state of confusion. That's a bechina of dinim. When a person is zeichet to eitzo, utshua broivyoyetz, that's the yeshua. That's sam tokas adinim. Ki kol habirurim shaboilam shoisim b'chol masu matan u'b'chol advorim hakol hu'b'china samtoka sadinim. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains now, all refinements that take place in the world through all business transactions, where money is being processed and reprocessed and things are being bought and sold and built and developed, and we see the world growing. It's growing and growing, you know, in all kinds of ways. Baruch Nias Bigashmias. All of that is an aspect of Hamtokas Hadinim. Ki kolzman sheloines barer hatoiv minara, azai hadin mizgaber chasron. Because so long as good and bad are mixed together, and they haven't been sorted out and separated, and the bad been put aside, and the good being pushed forward, that's then midas hadin is mizgaber. Ukishemavarim hatoiv, the more we clarify the toiv and we separate the toiv, the din is nimtak. Veniz batel and becomes botel. Ve'ein hadin nimtak ele b'sharoshoy. And we have a rule in Kabbalah, a very famous rule, that a din is never sweetened unless you go to the source of that din, to the origin of that din, up above. Shehu haseichel hanikro kodesh hashayech lazoh adin. Meaning, you have to be able to go up to the seichel, which is called kodesh, which is associated with that din. And by tapping into that seichel, by being ma'or of that seichel, that's how you're mamtik the din that's attached to it, like with a little string. Kimavur heitev b'hatoiranal, as is explained very, very well in Torah Samach Aleph, which this halacha is based on. V'ze ha-seichel ha-mamtik ha-din ha-shayach elov, ze b'china so-eitzo, shenimshach mi-ze ha-seichel, shayidei ze nimtak ha-din. And the seichel, this seichel that's being mamtik, this din, is the eitzo that's coming from that seichel, which is what's mamtik the din. Ki ho eitzo hu hamtokas adinim kanal. Because we said before, it's the eitzo. When we talk about seichel, seichel is a very general term. Eitzo is a very specific term, where as a result of one seichel, he comes up with the solution to the problem, knowing what's the right thing to do in this particular situation. That's the hamtokas adinim. And because of the fact that every din has a number on it, this din is number 817654A, and therefore it has an address in Seichel, where it's this particular Seichel that can be mamtik this particular din, and not a different one. This is why people differ from each other in doing business and how they do business. Two people will look at the same house, one person will look at this house and say, no, not interested, it's not for me. Another guy comes, looks at the same house and says, that's perfect, that's exactly what I've been looking for. This is my dream house, this is what I want. And each and every single person eitzah is different from the other person. One person likes to do business in grain, another person likes to do business in wines, another person in clothing. And the other many differences in how every single person's parnosa, you know, is something different. Val piroiv kol echod einoi mesugol hatzliach kiim b'min schoira ze daiko. And usually, not everybody has the power to be matzliach, other than in a particular type of merchandise. Ki kol mashu noisev noisin boy hakoylo b'shvil habiro shubchinas samtok sadin kanal. Because the fact that he's doing business with this item is in order to make this biror, do whatever biror has to be done, which is the tikkun, which is the hamtok sadin related to that item. Sheze hodam tzorach levaram tekdin zelafi shorish sichroi shayde ze nimshach loy eitzo lasik b'min schora zoiz daiko. This particular individual has to be mamtik a particular din based on his shorish asechel, and therefore Hashem puts the thought into his mind to do business with this particular type of merchandise. Ve'eino yochel estaker kiim b'schora zoiz daiko. And he can't do business, he can't be matzliach, other than if he does it in his field, in what's his parnosa. Ve'odomacher b'schora acheres daiko. And another Jew, in a different field completely. His hatzloch is in something completely different. Hakoil kefi hasechel sheyeshloi, all according to the sechel of the individual person, sheyeshloi koyach lahamtik din ze daiko, which gives him the ability to be mamtik this particular din, shehu b'chinas schor ezois, which is related to this particular type of merchandise. This one is being mamtik the dinim in wines. This one is being mamtik the dinim in clothing. That's what puts the thought, the idea into his mind, you know, to be involved in this particular merchandise or this particular field. Therefore, the first choice is that before a person leaves the world, if he knows he has children who aren't mature enough to deal with the estate themselves, he's the one who's supposed to appoint an apotropos. Ki hu bi'atzmoi tzorech lahamshech eitzo b'nechosov kefi shorish sich loy kanal. Because again, he's the one who's got to apply the eitzois to his possessions based on his shorish sechel. V'yachshav shetzorech leilech loy lomoi tzorech lahamed bi'atzmoi apotropos shu bal eitzo shiye b'mkoyim mamish. And now that he's about to leave the world, you know, to go to Olam Haba, he's the one who has to appoint an apotropos who will be a Baal Eitzah, who will be a substitute for him. Kimeachar shehu ma'amidoi, because if I'm the one appointing him, hare apotropos kemoisoi, then he's like me. I tell him exactly what I want. The reason why I chose him is because I know he knows my feelings the best. He's closest to my heart. He'll deal with my estate the most the way I would have if I was still living. And that person will be able to draw Eitzah based on the seichel of the person who passed away, according to what's needed for the estate. And according to the biror that has to be drawn from the seichel haproti that's shaykh to these possessions. But if the Nifter himself didn't appoint the agent, then there's nobody to stand on behalf of the orphans. Who's qualified? Who knows how to deal with these nechosim? These nechosim came from this father who had his particular sechel, his way of doing things, his understanding of what should be done. Exactly. Because the advice, the seichel of how to manage the estate, the apotropos is supposed to get from the father, from the one, the owner of the estate. He's supposed to get it from him. Because it's the father, the one who generated this estate, he's the sechel haproti who's mamtik the dinim of this estate. And it's through his sechel that you have the ability to be mamtik the dinim from these possessions. Not through the sechel of some other guy. Alkein, iker tikkun hanechosim hu al yedei apotropos shemineu Av Yisaimim. Therefore, the main tikkun of the estate is when the father of the orphans, when he appointed the apotropos, shemam shechoetsa mehasech laproti hashach leinachos l'nalam, aval afal pikein habezn yeshlem koyach lamed apotropos. But if he didn't, Bezdin has the power to designate an apotropos. Why? Ki habezn hein bechinas emunas chachamim. Because what is Bezdin? Bezdin is emunas chachamim. They are the bechinas Torah shebal peh, shehu shleimus haTorah shebichsav. Shaydei zeh yecholin la'alois la'asechel ha'koylel ho'elyoin lebechinas kodshei kodoshim. It's through the Torah, as Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, the Torah shebal peh is what gives shleimus to the Torah shebichsav, is what allows the Torah shebichsav to plug into the sechel ho'elyoin, the kodshei kodoshim, and be able to draw the super eitzos, all the eitzos that are needed. Shaydei zeh nimtak ha'koyel bichlal befrat. When a person is zocher to go up to that upstairs top floor, that kodshei kodoshim, from there he draws a skeleton key which can open all doors. From there he draws a light, a hamtoka sadinim, a koyach of eitza that can solve all estates, all problems. And from there, all the tzimtzumim of the world get sweetened. Interesting that he doesn't bring it. There's a famous, we spoke about the Kohen Gadol who goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Who's above the Kohen Gadol? The Gemara says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says about the Torah, Yekorohi mipninim. The Torah is more precious than pninim, than pearls. The Gemara says the Talmud Chacham is more precious than the Kohen Gadol who goes into the Lifnai v'lifnim. So again, if the Kohen Gadol goes into the Lifnai v'lifnim, then the Bezdin, which is Emunas Chachamim, which is the true tzaddikim, they for sure go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. That's why Bezdin has the authority and is qualified to appoint an apotropos. Because they have the ability to reach up to that Kodesh Kodoshim and to draw sechel from there that can be mamtik any type of din, any type of nechosim, any type of estate. Ki heim mamshichim hoetzav hamtoka misechel hakoylel, sheshom klolius kol hasichlim protim sheboilam, umishom kol hoetzav sheboilam, vishom nimtak hakoyl, yeh ezet simsim vidin sheyeh. They're drawing sechel from that top place, where there it's a sechel koyl that covers all sichlim protim, all nechosim, all dinim. However, now we'll understand why when Bezdin appoints an apotropos, he has to make a shvua holding a sefer Torah. Ki lalois lesechel hakoylel eifshur kiyum al yedei shleimus haTorah. Because Rabbi Nizal told us over there in Likutei Moharan that when you want to go up to that sechel hakoylel, you have to first generate a shleimus to the Torah. Alkein chashdinen l'apotropos ulai lo yizochon la'aloi salam shecheitzim isham. We suspect this apotropos, who knows if he's on a high enough level that he was zoche to go up to there and draw eitzah from there. Vaydeze pogam banachosim, and who knows, and if he didn't, maybe he messed up the estate. Ki kol hagzelois v'hashkorim sho'isim b'masumat l'chas v'shalom ha'koil nimshach mipegam ho'eitzah shubchinas b'itzov o'in toichalena shemishom ho'anias. Because Rav Nosnal says all theft and sheker that goes on in business and in parnosa all comes from pegam ho'eitzah, from that original curse b'itzov o'in toichalena. That's part of that beat sovain, that curse that's in Parnosa. That we see all kinds of garbage, all kinds of terrible things going on. Shemishom huanius, that's where poverty comes from. Machma she'ein kolodom zoicha leida ha'etza b'mal estaker. Because of the fact that not every person is zoicha to know with what to be successful in business, in Parnosa. And unfortunately, this leads sometimes to lies and denials and mess-ups in business. Tragedies every day. We know there was a tragedy here in Eretz Yisrael recently of Hefzi, you know, a company, a construction company that sold hundreds of apartments to people. And then a whole story where the owners ran away with millions of dollars and the people are left holding a bag. Just yesterday, I heard on the news, and my parents told me, in America, a story unfortunately related to one of the greatest Hasiduses, whereby, again, a builder who sold apartments to people and everything and ended up not putting the apartments in their names. He put the apartments in his mother-in-law and mother and everything and borrowed money against it and ran away with the money. And now the banks are going after the owners of the apartments who didn't know from nothing. Shkorim kfirois masu matan. Rav Nosson Zal tells us this is reality, which comes from that Be'itzavo in Teichlena, based on that curse of Be'itzavo in Teichlena. Ki rosh oise kaf remia. The Pasuk says Mishlei, a poor person makes a false spoon, a false kaf. Poverty leads people to do, false things, Rachmon al-Islam. V'gam ze bi'atzmoi hu eitzo ro l'nafshoi. And this itself, the fact that again, this stealing, that itself is an example of Eitzara, Shenid Meloy Shiarviach Momon Aidea Gnevor Amoz, Sheshol Hirma Mechaveroi, where it seems to the person that he made money, he profited through the stealing or the lie or the cheating that he did with somebody else's money, Ubeemes Hiloy Titzlach, whereas in reality, it doesn't succeed. Kilo Yachroich Remio Tseidoi, Vahoro Omol Viola Doven. The Pasuk says a person who steals and everything, no good will come from it. Eventually, it'll be garbage. Eventually, it won't be. It'll be clear that it's not a success. V'yalkein kishiyesh hakchosha b'masumatn. So therefore, if there ever comes up a situation, a conflict in business related to the estate of the orphans, and the custodian was not appointed by the father, was appointed by Besen, mashbiyan oisei, we make him swear. If he denies something, you know, Kistam Shvur Benakitas Chefetz, because we know Stam Shvur in the Gemara is holding a Sefer Torah. Vayidei Shenoitelas Sefer Torah Biyodoi Shubchinas Luchois Soeven, and by the person holding the Sefer Torah in his hands, which is like the Luchois Soeven, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought, Aideze Oile Umekashir Atzmoi Leshoir Shoetza. By doing that, he goes up to the source of Eitzah. Shehi b'chinas Evan Shesia, Kodesh Kodoshim, as we learned earlier. Sheshom Nimtak HaKoil, that's where everything gets sweetened. V'nestaknin Kol Eitzahs, that's where all Eitzahs get perfected and corrected. Vazai Roy Loy Lohoidoi Sal Shikroi, Shebo Mipgam Eitzah. And then the person will certainly admit if he lied. The custodian will admit if he lied, you know, which came again from Pegam Hoetzo. Ki achshov nimshacholov eitzo shleima mishorish eitzo shiatorana. Because by his swearing, holding the Sefer Torah, he's plugging into the shorish eitzo, koidish kodoshim, where only positive eitzo comes down from there. V'alkein apetropos sheminei ubezni shetzorach lekabel eitzam yishoyrish eitzam yisech lakoylel tzorach lishova benkidas chetetz. Therefore, the custodian who is appointed by Bezn, whereby he has to receive his eitzah from the highest place, the shoyrish eitzah yisech lakoylel, he has to swear holding a sefer Torah. Ki yefshe lekabel misham elal yidei ha-Torah kanal. Because the only way to get eitzah from all the way upstairs there, is through the Torah, as we learned earlier, by being mashlim the Torah. Aval apotropos sheminu avi yisoymim, whereas an agent, a custodian who is appointed by the father himself, hu bimkoim ho'ov ba'atzmoy, he's a substitute for the father. Me'achashu bi'atzmoy mino, because the father is the one who appointed him. V'hu mamshech ho'etzo lanechosim me'avi yisoymim bi'atzmoy. He draws his decision-making, his eitzah, as to how to use the estate from the father himself. The father represented the sechel haprati, which is connected to this estate. V'alkein ein tzorich lishova. Therefore, there's no need for him to swear. Ki ein tzorich la'alois ad ha'sech la'koylo helyon. Because that apotropos doesn't have to go upstairs. Ki hu mamshecho etza me'asech la'proti yashayach le'elan achosem shu avi'esayim emshen mi'atzmoi. He draws his etza from the sechel ha'proti that's associated with this estate, which is the father of this estate, the father who passed away, the Avi Yisayim himself, who appointed him. Baruch Hashem.